We've woken the kids, are getting ready for school. They're running down the hallway, creating thunderous noises. And there are a couple of other heavies that have just rolled in down the back of the house, in through the back door. Poor old Gloria doesn't know who these people are. But she's welcomed them into her house, as I'm sure she's done for years. And we are ready for the Friday Form. We're at headquarters tomorrow to finish off the Breakfast Club's Friday Form segment for 2018. And Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst. He joins us for the last time in 2018. Dino, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. Now, it's a special occasion today because we've got a gentleman with us who has sat next to me and he said, this is the highlight of my life. George. Welcome, George.
Welcome, Daniel, and welcome, Dean. I honestly believe this. This is definitely my highlight because to be on radio with you, it's never been heard of before anyway. And to me, you not only give a lot of winners to the general public, but equally you do a lot of work for charities, and I'm talking about one of your charities, which is... I forgot.
The good one. The good one.
The National Jockeys Trust, George.
Jockeys Trust, that's what it is.
There's another one too.
He's a man, he's a giver,
is
what we love about Dino. And we love the fact that you love this. The fact that you've got your grandkids and your daughters here, and this is your greatest moment, that's slightly concerning, I must say, George. But it's a very special occasion.
No, Gloria didn't hear that, George.
No, Dean, you're a legend, believe me. You do a lot of good things, and there's not many people like you, you know. And to have a status of a legend, that's excellent.
Thank you, George. I'm very nervous working with you, I've got to say.
No.
I've heard you on the radio for a lot longer than me, I think, so.
Well, we've got two of the greatest going head-to-head here. Well, not head-to-head. We're all in one direction here. We're a team.
We're finding winners
together here today for the Early Mail. Trent Langscale joins us from the TAB. Welcome to George's house, Trent.
Thank you, Harv. Yeah. This is a very nice setting. The Christmas decorations already out, making me feel a bit bad. I've got nothing set up at home. My mum would be appalled looking above.
What I did notice, Trent, with great interest, is normally when you come in, there are hot beverages for the team.
Yeah.
Was the fact that there's 45 people here the concern, to be able to get that tray in through the door?
Apologies for that. Not the one that rung the doorbell. I didn't realise we could sneak down the side. I've woken up the kids this morning.
It's a full house here at George's for the last edition of the Friday Form. We've got headquarters tomorrow, team. Let's get our teeth into that. For those playing for the first time, welcome. But what we do is have a bit of a look at the quaddy legs for the next day's play. And we are, as I mentioned, at Flemington tomorrow for a good race card too, Dino. We've got 9 races for the day. The first leg of the quaddy is race number 6 over the 1720 metres, the time honoured. And we've got 14 going around. Declares war for DK Weir with Mark Zara in the saddle. I'm not sure how often that happens. Is favourite at $3.30 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, it happens a bit. He's a bit of a pinch hitter for Darren Weir. He's had a group run success for him, and he's on a very smart horse here in Declares War. This is a harder race for the three-year-old, but gee, he was impressive last week, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think there's a really good roughie in this race in Navasha, who had no luck at all, number 14 at Moonee Valley. That's the race that Five Kingdom comes through, who's the top weight here and going very well, and I think he's a chance. And I'd be giving little chances to numbers 4 and 5, but I think 9, 14 and 1 are my main ones, and I don't want to take too many because I know the $8 quaddy is in fashion with George. So 9, 14 and 1 are my main chances there.
Right. Before we get to Trent, George, what are you thinking for the first leg of the quaddy, please?
Well, I've got two of those, you know. I've got Five Kingdom, which, you know, Five Kingdom and one... two consecutive races, and he won them quite well. And the other one is Declares War with Mark Zara. Mark Zara's got a couple of them, you know, for Darren Weir. And really, the top two trainers are Darren Weir and David and his son, you know. And they do a very, you know, they're the ones you've got to stick with, you know. Stick with the strength, you can't go wrong.
Right, so those two numbers
one,
there.
One and nine for me.
One and nine are in Dino's top three there, so that's a good push for those two. Trent, what's the money saying? Are they coming thick and fast now that George and Dino are on board?
Well, they're coming for the Declares War half, open 4:40 on Wednesday, and now all the way into 3:30. One of the best supported on the card at Flemington tomorrow. Five Kingdom, just out of shade from 6 to 8. You've got Lorikane at 8.50. Ryan's Fender's one that's had some specking, 12 into 9. And then it's 9.50 or better the rest. Just throwing in that Dino didn't mention, he did mention Novatia. Currently 19 the win and 5 the place. One there for the exotics. But
19.
Very nice.
Righty, yeah, that's number 14 in Dino. 9, 14, 1, maybe throwing 4 and 5, says Dino, for the first leg of the quad in Novatia at, not, what was it, $19?
19 the win, 5 the place.
Second pick.
Righty-o, okay. That is an each-way special, surely, for us tomorrow at headquarters. That's the first leg of the quaddy done. We need the second leg. It's over the 1,100 metres. 14 going around, Dino. We've got equal favourites, according to tab.com.au. And, of course, being down the straight, the barriers might play a part. 13 with Native Soldier, number 6, is $4.80, as is Whispering Brook. Also from the Weir Yard at a barrier two, so different ends of the barrier scale.
Yeah, Darren Weir's got 3 drawn out wide and 1 drawn to the inside, so he's certainly got both sides of that, the straight track covered, as you say, half. I think that the two equal favourites are the two better chances. Native Soldier, I imagine he's freshening up for a summer campaign. I'd imagine he's probably Magic Millions bound the way he's come back in at this time of year, but he's a very good horse. Whispering Brook, she's an absolute beauty first up, so I think they're two very good chances. I think Thermal Current, we've seen him very effective down the straight. I think he'll run well, and outside of the Weir team, I think probably horses like Invincible L and Holby and numbers 9 and 10 have got a good chance, but yeah, I'll be more than happy to be going with the three of Darren Weir's in numbers 2, 4 and 6.
2, 4 and 6 for Dino in the second leg of the quaddy. George, what are you thinking, please?
Well, I agree with one of them, number 4, Whispering Brook, but I also go for number 9, Invisible L, with the apprentice on it and Punch claiming 3. It's coming in with 51 kilos. Man, it's got nothing on its back and it should go pretty well.
And it's a Hall of Famer horse too, Paddy Payne, with Invincible L. So that gives it a bit of polish as well, Dino.
Yeah, it does indeed. And he does like the straight track Invincible L. So, yeah, he's a player for sure.
He's one of the extended numbers for Dino.
He's feeling a bit more confident here, George? Comfortable starting to work into your job here?
Just working with Dino, you know, it's unbelievable. It's a dream come true, you know. At my age, at 71, I'm a bit nervous, actually, speaking to with Dino. And that charity I was thinking before was Diabetes Australia. I'm sorry about that, but I lost it, you know. I just lost it completely when I was talking to Dino.
You're doing a good job, George. You're doing a hell of a job. Stay with us. Trent, the market for race number 7, please, the second leg of the quaddy.
Well, you touched on $4.80 equal favourites, Whispering Brook and Native Soldier. Whispering Brook has actually been easy from $4.20 to the $4.80, and Native Soldier pretty constant around the $4.80, $5 mark. Invincible Owl, I reckon George has already had something. 8 into $6.50 since Wednesday. You've got Holbein at 8, Fell Swoop $9.50, and Dino also touched on Thermal Current, who was rated $9.50. That's a tough leg of the quaddy. Even George might need to put more than 2 in that leg.
Is that the two? Is this part of the $2 to $8 quaddy?
Well, that's what I spend, because to me it's a challenge, you know. A lot of people can put, you know, 6 on one and 6 on the other and 6 on the other. That's, you know, they get the multi quaddy, but pays about 2% and destroys it for the professional punters like me.
Even the heavy's got a giggle out of that one. They're in protection mode out there, but they got a bit of a giggle there, George. Well played to you. That is the second leg of the quaddy done. We're halfway through the Flemington quaddy tomorrow. We've got the world's greatest form analyst and his apprentice, Adam Lester, and George.
George liked that one.
It's a good gag. No, George is on fire. Trent Langsdale's with us as well from the tab. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get through the last two legs for the last show for 2018. We'll also Dino's formula bet. And I've got a theory that Trent Langsdale might have a special for us as well tomorrow at Flemington. We'll see how we go. You're looking at me with funny eyes there, Trent. Don't pretend you haven't. Don't hold back on the listeners. We need that winner after this on The Breakfast Club. 20 past 7 on a Friday morning. It is the Summer of George. We're live from George's house for the last edition of The Breakfast Club for 2018. Trent Langscale has joined us from the tab because we're in the middle of the Friday form, which means Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, is with us as well. We're looking at Flemington tomorrow, two legs down into the quaddy, and George is our special guest as part of the form analysis today. So it means we've got two legs to go in a four-leg quaddy. George, you know that. The $8 quaddy is alive and well for George. We're going a little bit wider than that normally with Dino and Trent. Let's get to race number 3, the Make-A-Wish Australia Trophy, 2,540 metres, the benchmark 78 affair. Dino, we've got 15 going around and a pretty big field. Lots, in fact, good-sized fields tomorrow at headquarters. And Chappelle from Barrier 17 is the favourite for Tony McEvoy and Luke Curry at tab.com.au. But it's a pretty open market.
And it should be an open market too, Daniel. It's a very tough race. I thought that one at double figure odds had a good chance here and California Grand Cru. I think he's a really strong stayer. He won well last start. He actually beat Chappell in that race. And they're both on the limit weight here, and one's drawn 7, one's drawn 17, and one's three times the price of the other. So I just think California Grand Cru represents terrific value. I think the mares here, Earth Angel and Pleasuring, they ran 1-2 in the South Australian Classic back in May. For a benchmark 78, I think that's reasonable form. So I'm including both of them, numbers 9 and 1. And I think the other weir runner, the Gadding Ball's got a chance. But, yeah, you could go a lot wider here, I'd imagine. But my top four are 11, 9, 1 and 6.
11, 9, 1 and 6. Great name, the Gadding Ball, just by the way. Just evokes wonderful imagery, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, he's off his pedigree too. He's, by Hard Spun out of Active Deception.
Oh, that is an outstanding name.
Yeah.
Well done, whoever came up with that, the owners of the Gadding Ball. Hard Spun out of Art of Deception, the Gadding Ball. Fantastic. George?
Yes?
Your numbers, please?
My numbers will be 9 and 10. Earth Angel, I think Hayes and Williams will have a good day again. You know, Williams is a top, you know, he just gets in the right position all the time and they always got a chance. And I went for the favourite too, number 10, you know, it's Chappell, you know. I know it's drawn a bit wide, but Flemington is the best track in the business, and they can get over it.
Right, 9 and 10 there
so,
for George.
So, George, just the two? I mean, Dino thought it'd be a bit wide there. You narrowed down quite comfortably.
Yeah, well, my policy. I only take 2 by 2 by 2 by 2. Sometimes I only take one in one particular one, but the fields are so strong tomorrow, I decided to take 2 by 2 by 2 by 2, and that'll give you 50% of, you know, if they do come up.
And that's what these pro punters do, so...
That's spot on, Dino.
I will not take the limelight from Dino. Dino, that's his segment at the moment. He's won a lot of money for a lot of listeners. And me, I just do my small part up here, and that's all that's going to be, a small part.
I don't think after all these years I've ever heard you lost for words, but you're just sort of a bit... You're tremoring a bit here, George.
Oh, well, you know, you're talking with one of the greatest, you know, and that's not easy.
So we're in the presence of greatness, as we well know every Friday on the Breakfast Club. Trent Leesgale, what's the market suggesting for race number 8? It does seem a very open market. Dino suggested that. And the fact that he's got California Grand Cru, who's about $16, as his topper selection, interests me greatly.
A very tough market here, Half. You do have Chappell, who's been just 550 out to 6, but holding favouritism. Earth Angel, just 8 into 7. But you've got Mazaz at 750, Captain Rhett a little easy, 750, the Gadding Ball at 8, Goodwood Zodiac at 850, and yes, as you scroll down, California Grand Cru, 16 the win, 480 the place on top for Dino.
This is Christmas 101, this is. Mm. We know that Dino's a big holiday specialist too.
Yes.
Easter. We've got Merriest up.
That was last year.
I'm still living off that. I've still got some left in the coffers from that one. So he likes big moments, Dino. We understand that through his work through the spring as well. So California Grand Cru in that league and the last show of the year, I reckon we're onto something there. So 11, 9, 1 and 6 for Dino. Throw in 10 if you want to play with George's numbers as well. And that's the market from Trent. We get to the last, Dino, of the 1,100 metres. The Phillies and Mares benchmark 84. Three-year-old and up. We've got, 15 after the scratching of Regimen for James Cummings. But we go down to I Am A Queen for the Buss and Young combination at $5 as favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, it was very impressive from Ballarat Cup Day half. The interesting thing here is that the two favourites probably will be I Am Queen and Twitchy Frank. They've drawn barriers 1 and 2, so you just want to know by this stage of the day if that's the place to be down the straight. If it is, they're certainly right in play. But... I think True Excelsior might be the one here. She didn't have a great spring. She had a really good first up run, a poor second up run, and then on Derby Day was really luckless. Freshened up, trialled very well at Geelong recently in the Gatecrasher colours for Mytho. I think True Excelsior's got a tremendous winning chance. I think there's a fantastic roughie here in number 15, Warrigal. It was a good win last start on Wodonga Cup Day, and I just think it's massive odds and well worth including, but I'll be putting in horses like Nantali, number 2, who's good odds. The favourite, I Am Queen, number 13's got a little chance, certainly. And Phil the Flute has won its last 4. This is a bit harder, but it's got a chance as well. But I think 3 will be very hard to beat, and 15's the good roughie.
Righto, three hard to beat. So not quite declaring it, but very hard to beat, says Dino, in the last leg of the quaddie. George, what's your numbers, please?
My numbers are 4 and 13. Phil the Fluter, winning form is a good form. I can't go past it, you know. It's Jamie Edwards and Dwayne Dunn, a great combination. That should be all right. And I'm a Queen Ed. Well, it's a hard L the other day. I have to have it inside my top two.
Righto.
Yeah, so. Can I just say, I like to go back to race number 7. There's a horse up there which coming back after a spell called Arson Eagle. It runs very well fresh, and at $19, it's worth a bit of a risk in your quadrillos.
Hang on a second, you didn't put it in your numbers. You had 1 and 10.
Well, actually, it's right down the bottom. I put her after, you know.
It's his value bet.
What sort of shop are you running here, George?
For quadrilla punters, you know, Arson Eagle. First, coming back after a spell, and he normally runs very well fresh, and believe me, Petty Pan is not a bad trainer
he's
either.
He's in the 33% now, George.
Well, now, hang on, let's clear this up for the punters.
Yes.
Are we going at 2x3x2x2 now?
No, we're going to go 2x2x2x2, but if anybody wants to throw in Huston Eagle in race 7, please do so.
Righto, okay. All right, bit of feedback for George. What's the last market for us, Trent, please?
I Am Queen is the $5 favourite. You've got Twitchy Frank at $5.50. True Excelsior at 6. Phil the Flute has been a little easy in the market, currently 6. The other galloper in single figures is Essence of Terror at 9. But Dino's mentioned a couple. I'm looking at Nan Tarley, who is 15 to win, 4.20 to place.
15?
And even Warrigal, 31 to win, 8 to place. And he has that as his second selection.
This could be a real sort of fill-up moment for our punters for the quarter tomorrow. We've got some terrific value in Dino's selections. Even George is throwing in best bets outside of his quality numbers, which does seem a touch odd, I must admit.
Oh, well, look, it's going to cost you $12 if you're going to throw that in. So you might as well chuck in another $4 and put the Huston Eagle in there. It's got a slim, very, slim change.
It's Christmas. Spend another $4.
That's it.
Yeah, for another four bucks.
We don't know what happens tomorrow, so that's it.
That's a bloody good call that too, George, I reckon. Spot on. I'm all over that method. Righto, so that is the quaddie done for tomorrow at Flemington with our numbers from Dino and with George as well. Trent's given us the latest markets. Dino, for the last time in 2018, can I please have a formula bet?
It is for Daniel Woodward of Diamond Creek. For Daniel, we are having $40 the win on race 3, number 2, Mascalino, $40 the win on race 9, number 3, True Excelsior, and $40 on the pair of the all-up, race 3, number 2, into race 9, number 3, for Daniel Woodward of Diamond Creek.
Just down the road, not too far away, Diamond Creek, across the highway there. For Dan, race 3, number 2, Trent into race 9, number 3. What does that come up to, please, for Dino's formula bet?
Mascalino, $3.40 the present moment. True Excelsior, 6. The double comes out to $20.40.
Oh, $20 double, George.
Beautiful.
You happy with that?
Excellent. Yeah. And he gets quite a few, Dino. He's a class actor, what can I say?
And what we love, again, Rammer, as part of the formula bet, we're outside of the quaddy league. So we've got another one, race 3, number 2, with Mascalino. Love that stuff from Dino when he does. He sneaks it in. Doesn't tell us about it. He just sneaks it in outside the quaddy legs. Dino, you're an absolute star. We love you almost as much as George does. It's hard to get to that level of love, but we do love you, and we thank you for all the work you've done with us in 2018. Have a great Christmas to you and yours, and we look forward to spending a lot of time with you again in 2019 on the Early Mail and the Breakfast Club and the Friday Form.
Thank you, Daniel, and all the best to you and everyone, and we'll be on next week.
You'll be on next week, just not without us.
Hey, George, have you got any sort of final message for Dino?
No, Dino, do what you're doing at the present moment. You make a lot of people happy. And I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
And to you, George, and to think you've got an outside broadcast at your place, it's great listening.
Good stuff, Dino. Thank you. We hear more from him across the weekend, of course, on RSN 927. But it is curtains for him on the Breakfast Club for 2018, because it's time for us to have a spell after this.
You happy with that, George?
Very happy. Thank you very much for everything.
Good on you, George. Well played. That quaddy leg's going to be good. We've extended George's quaddy today. The 2x3x2x2 is very different to the 2x2x2x1. The $8 gone to 12 for 50%, but he can land it.
George is giving high fives to his whole family as he's walking into the kitchen.
Well, the heavies.
I think it's that relief.
Straight to Scotty Gullen.
The heavies are emotional. I can see misty eyes over there for the heavy brigade. They're having a very good time over there. They've seen his man on air with his legend status hero in Dean Lester. And it's an emotional time for all of us here.
He was probably a bit straighter than I thought he'd be, George. I think this is the weight.
Oh, intimidation.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Dino's not easy, mate.
No, he's out in the kitchen with Scotty Gallen now. I think he's got more to give.
Scotty Gallen's entrance was interesting. We'll talk about that shortly. Trent, before we leave, have you got a best bet for us?
Well, we've got Quinny's here.
No, don't give us Quinny's. Give us yours.
Interesting. Fair enough. Then we'll throw Quinny away. Now, usually when he goes against Dino, it ends in tears, and I'm actually going to do it as well.
Oh, this is controversial.
Yes. Race 9, number 4, Phil the Flute, 6 the win, 2.30 the place, and George likes Phil the Flute, so why not go in too?
Well, thankfully, Phil the Flute is in the quarter numbers, so we can play with that.
Keeps winning, hopefully wins the last tomorrow.
Trent, good on you, buddy. We'll chat to you a little bit later on, but thank you for your work on the Friday form today.
Thank you, Huff.
Trent Langscale with us from the tab at 29-8. After the break, the entrance of Scott Gullen will be discussed as he joins us from the Herald Sun on RSN 927. It is the Summer of George on the Breakfast Club.